Brian F. Shaw, PhD and Professor of Chemistry and Biochemistry at Baylor University, joins me now to discuss his latest and first-of-its-kind research, which hopes to make hard scientific data available to students with blindness. So thanks for joining us, Professor Shaw.
Great to be with you.
So this new research, it involves using tactile lithopane. Can you tell us more about what that is, please?
Yes. So lithophanes are really an ancient art form. They were probably developed in the 7th century in China. And wow. They're thin, translucent engravings, like a picture that you can feel. But when you hold it up to the light, a room light or sunlight, you get light scattering that produces a picture-perfect rendering of the tactile image. So basically, you can have a picture that you can touch or one that you can see. And so it's a universal data format.
And combining the past and the future to make something new, that's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is funny. We didn't intentionally do that. We accidentally made these lithophanes in our lab, and we thought actually we might have developed them first. For about a week, we're like, oh, wow, look at this. And then we figured out, oh, no, these have been around for over a millennium.
Now, this has had a lot of media coverage around the world. What stage is it at the moment, Professor Shaw?
Well, we're producing these and we're using them to help high school people with blindness and graduate students and undergraduates and postdoctoral fellows with blindness, as well as professors with blindness. We're using them to help these folks visualize their data, examine, look at, and perceive their data. We're in the real world phase.
And what's the feedback been like from the blind and partially sighted community so far? And where do you see this going? How big could this get?
Well, the first person with blindness that we gave these to was Dr. Hobie Wedler. And he just was very excited to be able to feel noise in data for the first time. Something as simple as noise. Noise is important when you're looking at a spectrum or something. But to be able to visualize an SDS page gel or some other data format that he always heard about, or maybe had some simple schematic tactile format of, to be able to actually feel the data at the exact same resolution that a sighted person sees it, he freaked out. I mean, it was great. And we got it on video, and he let us put it on YouTube. So the response has been very exciting, and watching the high school kids, the secondary school kids, be able to feel things for the first time at high resolution, like microscopic images of butterfly wings or insects. It's pretty cool. So they're quite happy. I'd like to push this into children's books and science books for kids with visual impairments or without them. So making universal children's books centering around science that sighted or blind kids can read or look at, or that parents can read or look at with their kids. So I'd like it to go towards that.
That would be incredible. And it's personal to you as well, because I believe your son was diagnosed with retinoblastoma when he was just an infant.
My son Noah, he was born with big tumors in both of his eyes. He had bilateral retinoblastoma, so he lost one eye at 9 months old, and his other eye had a 7-millimeter tumor in the center of his field of vision, and two smaller 1-millimeter tumors. And we did quite a bit of treatment to salvage vision in that eye. And he has okay vision, but some of his friends don't. Some of his friends lost both of their eyes, people that we met through this ordeal. And so, yeah, that's how I got into this.
Well, we wish you lots of luck with the tactile lithopane, and the fact, as you've mentioned, blind and partially sighted people are already gravitating towards it and see the potential. It's exciting times. How can people find out more about the research?
They can go to shawlaboratory.com, or they can email me, BRYAN_SHAW, at Baylor, BAYLOR.EDU. Or they can Google lithophane in science, and that'll give them tons of information. If your listeners would like to learn more about lithophanes, they can check out our recent paper in Science Advances. The title of it is Universal Pictures, A Lithophane Codex Helps Blind Teenagers Visualize Nanoscopic Systems.
Professor Brian F. Shaw, thanks very much for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Barry.